The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas. It is the Box Score Breakdown for this Christmas Day, the 25th of December, 2020. We are presented by Hoopball, and whilst it's season's greetings, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope you're staying safe out there. It is with a very heavy heart that we remember one of the great Celtics. KC Jones unfortunately passed away today at the age of 88. Won 8 NBA championships as a Celtics player in the 60s and also came back to coach Boston to 2 more titles in 84 and 86. He went to high school and led some pretty serious NCAA championships with Bill Russell as well. So it's with a heavy heart that we think about his family, the Celtics organization, and everyone who was touched by KC Jones in his efforts. With that, I am Scotty. How are you going? You can find me on Twitter at TheHarlander23. And this is the Box Score Breakdown presented by Hoopball. And speaking of Hoopball, how bloody good is that thing? Right? You go on there, you got so many articles, our podcast, of course, everything that is fantastic about Hoopball. And it's the best deal in the industry still at just $4.99 a month. For you to become a premium subscriber. And now we're into the regular season. There is zero commitment. Sign up for 1 month for $5. If you don't like it, you can cancel. We know you'll love it, but it's always nice to have that option. The Fantasy Pass has everything you'll need to dominate all year. Updating projections, new fantasy appraiser tools, schedule and streaming charts, pickups and drops, and our newest and coolest feature, the Hoopball Discord server, where you can hang out with all the Hoopball pros around the clock and get one-on-one help with your team. So please do check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com, click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the media wall. And speaking of that Discord channel, my usual co-host spends a jolly amount of time on there. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, and a big welcome to Mr. J. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. Jolly of Sydney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? Up and down day for you today?
It's very much up and down, yes.
How many Super Bowls are you in with Alvin Kamara, and what happened with Kyrie, mate?
Well, I'm in 4 Super Bowls with at the moment, and I've got 3 Alvin Kamaras going, and I've got to get 3 rings. Got one more Super Bowl next week, hopefully as well. But Alvin Kamara, Jesus, he is completely off his nana today. I think the most touchdowns in history by a running back or tied it. So those games are all over after one game. Go on.
That dude is an absolute freak. You're ignoring the second part of that question. What happened with Kyrie Irving, mate?
Oh, my God. I left his 37 points and 7 threes and everything on the bench in one league. Jesus. Heaven above.
Were you playing? Sorry, no, you weren't playing in that league.
No. And the irony about this is, too, the guy I'm playing, shout out to White Chocolate, David Ralph, lived in Korea as well like I did, and famous chocolatier in Sydney, one of the top guys. His nickname is White Chocolate because of his terrible shooting as well as his chocolatier skills. Last season, I absolutely gutted him in a trade. I traded him in a points league I gave him Kyrie for Doncic. And then Kyrie did his shoulder about 2 weeks later. And so I'm playing him, and he's the one who benefited from me accidentally leaving Kyrie on the bench. So there you go. It all evens out in the end.
As we do this, the Clippers and the Nuggets are still on. Is that Kawhi on the ground, mate? Are you watching it all? A bit of a collision, maybe. That's what I think they're looking at. Yep, and down he goes, and it did not look very good at all. Ooh. So we'll see what happens there. Many
thoughts. Funny you mentioned the Discord, because I can just jump on that Discord right now, which is just fantastic, and just drop in. Like, oh my God, they're saying he's bleeding. He got knocked down and he's bleeding. So we'll update anyway. Yep.
Yeah, cool. We'll get back into it. Let's start off with today. We did it. You, of course, weren't here the last show, and there was no show yesterday. So we spoke about COVID and what's going on with Houston, Mr. J. How confident are you with, you know, Boogie and Harden and this whole COVID thing moving forward?
Not very, but at the same time, I don't want to sell James Harden. I resisted a few different kind of offers. I've got Harden in a few leagues, probably. Let's say I'm in about 15 leagues. I've got Harden in three. And I got him at one in one league. I got him at four in another. And I got him in at seven. I've also got him in a dynasty league, so four leagues. And I was panicking yesterday, like getting this idea that he was going to do an AD and he might just sit, all kinds of stuff's possible, and thinking, God, if I can get Paul George for him, I'll do it. I'll absolutely do it. Wow. And I listened to Dan's pod yesterday, and hearing him talk about the difference between the top of the first round and the bottom of the first round, I'm just going to gamble on Harden. So the answer is, on a scale of like 1 to 10, where 10 is completely freaking out, like standing on a cliff edge, I'm probably a 5. I would prefer to have got Cat instead, or AD. And I do have one Cat in another league, but it is what it is, and we'll just ride it out. And very much looking forward to seeing him play and see what happens.
I was just having a look while you were talking there. Kawhi got knocked out with an elbow from his own teammate. So I was saying a little bit earlier that on Facebook, if you can sell Harden, do it. Sell, sell, sell. You think I should only do that if I get really good value?
Yeah, I mean, what would you accept for him?
I'd probably accept Trey.
Yeah, well, at the moment, Trey Young is the 7th ranked player. I mean, we've only had, you know, a couple of games, but he's only played one game. He's the 7th ranked player. Mind you, he had 37 points. He's not going to average 37 points, but he looks like he could be first, you know, mid first round value. So he's right around Kyrie and Karl Anthony Towns so far.
Kat, mind and you. Kat's another one. Kat, I think Kat was undervalued.
I don't think the Kat owner would give you Kat for Harden right now. Like, probably the kind of offers that you might see are stuff like Dame Dollar, or, you know, at the bottom end of the first round, you might be able to get Tatum because his field goal percentage hasn't been that great. If you're really panicking and you have multiple Hardens, maybe you could try that. I'm thinking of selling one just for the narrative.
People you'd think are sell high players. Give us three.
All right, so here's a three sell highs for you. Ja Morant, if I could get somebody guaranteed to be in the top 25, I would sell Ja Morant. He's not going to shoot 66.7% from the field every night. That's going to come down probably to like 0.467 or something like that. His three throw percentage in that game was 87.5. He's not going to get anywhere near that. He's not going to have 44 points. You know, he might do it a few times in the season, but yeah, there's no way that he finishes in the first round. It would be remarkable. And there are guys that are almost locks to finish in the second round that you could look at selling high for him on. The other guys I've got are Terry Rozier. If you can get anything in the top 65, 75 for him, I would do it. And Goran Dragic, Dragon. God, he was amazing. We're going to talk about him in a moment. He's another sell high if you can trick somebody into it. Maybe somebody desperate for assists. If you can get something top 70, top 80 for Dragic,
And what about buy low players? You got any names on the buy low market that you think you would go after?
I've got one at the moment, Kelly Oubre. I saw something like he and Wiggins between them have got 4 assists and they've shot something like 4 for 30 from the field. It's absolutely atrocious. But Oubre, he's still working hard on defense. He's still getting other like stats and he's that MacGyver type guy. If you can, I don't know, push out, like, for example, if you could push out Terry Rozier and get Oubre back, that would be incredible.
And last thing before we get into the games, Zion is a monster, especially if you're punting shots from the foul line. Looked very spry today. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, well, he's 136 on ranking if you don't punt three throw percentage. And if you punt three throw percentage to look for a Zion, he is... Drum roll, what do you think? Let's see if you can guess. How far up does he jump?
Oh, 15?
It's not quite that good. It's 53, and that's because he doesn't fill up the defensive categories enough at this point either. So, like, yeah, looks like a monster. He is a monster, but, you know, you need to balance it out with those other categories that he doesn't help. But if you look at the rebounds and the points, he's got really massive value. Also, the field goal percentage is off the charts. So for rebounds, field goal percentage and points, monster.
That's a great segue into our first box score for the day, as it was the New Orleans Pelicans and Stan Van Gundy, who rolled into Miami to take on the Heat, where they got absolutely smoked late by a fire-breathing dragon in Goran Dragic. And that's where they were today. The New Orleans Pelicans 198. Miami 111. Wasn't just Dragic singeing the Pelicans' feathers with fire today, as Miami's lockdown defense limited them to under 100 points, and Heat coach Eric Spoelstra moved to 8-0 on Christmas Day. On the Pelicans' side, there was really only 2 positives, but we'll dive into them and a couple of other names just because the Pels are a pretty interesting kind of fantasy team. So Zion, let's start from where we did prior. He, 32 points, 14 rebounds in a fantastic double, 1 assist, 1 steal, 11 from 20 from the field, from the floor. He had his only shot from deep that he missed, and 10 from 15 from the line with 3 turnovers. Zion, mate, are you happy with where you got him? Some people were reaching in the second and I wouldn't say the third round's reaching, but the second round may be reaching a bit for Zion. But do you think it really is?
It's absolutely a reach. I mean, people reaching for Zion in the second or third round, probably it's the same as people in 9-cat taking Giannis or Luka at the top if they're not punting free throw percentage. Like, it's people are drafting off name. But if you got him where he was going, around, I think in 9-cat, he was going around pick 50 to 60, that sort of area. If you got him and worked your build around it, like I mentioned, because those points and rebounds and the field goal percentage are really elite. Like, the points and the field goal percentage are going to be like probably in the top 10 in the league. The points maybe top 15 in the league overall. The field goal percentage might be the best or second best for high volume anyway. But you need to build your team around those categories, knowing you're not going to get other categories, and he's going to probably destroy your field goal percentage, your free throw percentage. I have him and Giannis in one team where I'm punting free throw percentage, and my free throw percentage for this week so far is 0.65.
Brandon Ingram, he's the next player we're going to have a quick chat about. 28 points, 2 boards, 3 assists. No defensive stats, but he was 10 from 11 from the foul line. He was 4 from 8 from deep, Mr. J.
Yeah, look, it looks like that free throw percentage from last season was not an outlier. If he keeps that up, he can return that third or fourth round value. He's a guy I do not have, and there's some real regret there that I don't have him. He's currently number 23 based on the game so far, and look, he could finish that high. If he's going to hit 10 for 11 from the charity stripe, why not?
And that's something interesting we'll come back to in a later pod, FOMO, fear of missing out. And it seems like, Mr. J, you've got a bit of FOMO when it comes to Brandon Ingram. Look, let's have a look at a couple of other things on the Pelican side. And their guards were pretty terrible. It's the big reason that they lost. Lonzo Ball had 6 points, 2 boards, 6 assists. He was 2 for 8 from shooting, all of which were from deep. Slightly concerning, he didn't get to the rim at all. But let's put that down to some pretty awesome interior defense from the Miami Heat. And Eric Bledsoe, 5 points on 2 for 10 from shooting and 1 from 6 from deep, although he did have 6 assists and a steal. How do you like Eric Bledsoe, Mr. J?
Mate, he's better than bread and water. He's not Mr. Bledsoe. Mr. Bledsoe, you suddenly became like one of my students that gets the L and R mixed up, mate. If you play in leagues with people with half a brain, send out a buy low for Bledsoe. I missed him from the beginning. It's been just a mad day here. And it's been, you know, it's the day after Christmas here, so a bit hungover as well. Yeah, he is somebody, if you could buy low for him with a 100-ish, 90, 100-ish guy, I think he ends up top 75, 80, Bledsoe.
JJ Redick fell back to earth with just 8 points on 1 from 7 and 1 from 5 from deep. Mr. J, would you be looking to stream him still?
Yeah, he's got 4 games next week. He'll probably get dropped a lot today by people salivating over Dunk Rob's 7 trays. JJ had a bad game. He was up against Miami. They obviously targeted him. They targeted him. Shout out to Michael Hussey, who pointed this out. They targeted him on the defensive side as well. They really exploited him, and I think that tired him out. That happened to him a bit when he was playing for the Sixers too. So if JJ's on your wire and you need threes next week, he is a 3-point streamer, and he might even be a hold depending on what other guys are around.
And Josh Hart, 28 minutes, 12 points, 9 boards, 1 steal. Can be a points board sort of 6-man streamer, I guess, in tough leagues or in a deep lead. Must add, with that many minutes, you think, Mr. J?
Yeah, and you know what? Something really interesting I noticed about the Pelicans is they only have an 8-man rotation. And one of those guys was Melly, and he only played a few minutes. So they've essentially, it's really bizarre when you think about it. They play a 7-man rotation today. 1 injury. To 1 other Pelicans guy, and he becomes like a 32, 33-minute a night guy. And with those rebounds and the points, occasional threes and a few defensive stats thrown in, he is a very interesting sort of stash, and he's useful right now too, because 9 boards, I'll take those.
And on the Miami side, you mentioned him, Dunk Rob, 7 from 13 from downtown, 25 points, 3 boards, and nothing else. But you don't need more of that. Now, don't need much more of anything, do you, Mr. J?
No, that's insane. That's like heat check level insane. And he will do that. Last season, he provided like some pretty incredible value just on those threes alone. If you drafted him, he's a hold. You won't find him probably on any wires or anything, but he's not somebody you go out and try and trade for. Do not be silly and overpay for 3 threes.
Goran Dragic, he was another guy who did extremely bloody well. 27 minutes, 18 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 steals, 6 from 11 from the floor, none from 4 from deep, and 6 from 7 from the line with 3 turnovers. So the turnovers, not fantastic in a 9-cat, but if, you know, you're playing in an 8-cat, that doesn't matter. Mr. J, we were having a chat. You were almost going to drop Dragic, weren't you?
Yeah, so he was a guy I thought is like a potential like streamer, and I was going to drop him for Pat Will or some other kind of hot breakout guy. But wow, that was amazing today. The iron shoulder, Goran Dragic. If he, like I said in the beginning, though, he's still a sell high. Right now he's ranked 27th, but he's not going to go off like he did tonight. Last night, wherever, depending on where your time zone is, every night, and he's got injury issues. Here's one for you. If I could send Dragic away and get back, what's his name from the Pels? God, I'm getting a mental blank now. Eric Bledsoe. If I could get Bledsoe, it's because you mispronounced his name. Now I'm blocking it out completely. If you could get Bledsoe back, I would send Dragic for him for sure.
And Bam Adebayo, 28 minutes, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Filled up the stat sheet quite nicely there. 5 from 9 from the floor. Didn't try one from deep. 7 from 8 from the foul line. Quickly, I need to pause for the show for an announcement. And it's a fun one. It's free stuff. And everybody loves free stuff. And what is it? The Bruce Letter. It's back. Oh, yes, baby. It's back. Back and fresh for the 2021 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Brewski, is writing an email newsletter filled with its most intimate fantasy nuggets. It's exclusive content you cannot find anywhere else. It's not on the website. It's not on a podcast. It's not on social media. It's only in the email newsletter, and you can sign up and get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/brewsletter, and brew is spelled B-R-E-W-S, then letter 2021, and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly, bit.ly/brewsletter 2021, Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox. And game number 2. For this Christmas Day slate of games. And we had the Golden State Warriors getting absolutely thrashed by the Bucks. The Dubs, 99. The Bucks, 138. Wow, the Warriors, not real good. Concerning if you're invested in their guys, Mr. J?
Yeah, it's very concerning. You know, in head-to-head, you do not want stars that are going to be out of contention from the real-life playoffs in April. So, they might rest when they have little niggles. You want studs on teams battling for playoff spots or seeding. That's why, like, D-Lil is a good one, because you know that the Blazers are always going to be struggling at the end of the season to get, you know, a higher playoff spot or battling away. Players even on teams like the Magic and stuff are interesting because they're going to be battling away for playoff contention. If the Warriors are this bad, and it's only 2 games in, so we need to take a little kind of heat check on our hot takes, so to speak, if I can coin a phrase. But not good. We'll come back to Stephen Curry and talk about his field goal percentage when we get to the Dubs, I'm sure.
The Bucks, on the other hand, looked very good. Let's start with their box score, because there were quite a few standouts. A guy who I would call Chris Cash Money Middleton, but for some reason, Mr. J, you've called him Chris Socks Middleton. Why is he called Socks?
It's because he wears those – shout out to the professor, John Steele, all the way over in Seoul, because he calls him Socks, because he wears those long white socks right up to his knees like the old school guys used to do. So we call him Socks Middleton, and it sort of suits him a little bit because he's a bit daggy, isn't he? He's a bit of a daggy pick. Like, that's an Aussie word. How would you describe dag for the unacquainted?
Uncool. I wouldn't say nerdy, but just uncool.
Yeah, he's one of Dan's favorite old man squad guys, isn't he?
Yeah, look, so he played 25 minutes, 31 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 10 from 16 from the floor, and 6 from 8 from deep. Got all 5 from the charity stripe. Chris Middleton, wow, certainly decent value if you've picked him up in that sort of 30 to 60 range.
Yeah, and he's going anywhere between 30 and 60. If you're in a league with smart guys like Dan Vesprous and others, he's disappearing in that sort of 30 to 40 range, and other leagues, 40, 50, sometimes as late as 55. Even. Right now, he's the 5th most valuable player. And again, all of these things I'm saying, knowing we've just started, but that shows you the worth he can provide. And last season, for stretches, he was absolutely, I don't know if you remember, electric. Like, he was top 10 for stretches, just lighting up the points. And he doesn't hurt you anywhere, except he's a minus on blocks.
And Giannis, he played 26 minutes, 15 points, 13 rebounds in a double-double with 4 assists. Only shot 4 from 14 from the floor. Missed all 3 of his shots from deep and only 7 from 15 from the line. Oh, Giannis, Mr. J. Ugh.
Yeah, so it's complicated, isn't it, with Giannis? It's like a complicated relationship. Like, I broke my rule this year and I drafted him. I drafted him in 8 category in a by mistake. I thought I was in 9 category when I was doing the draft. So I drafted this, a few mistakes coming out today. I drafted him and Zion thinking I could punt free throw percentage, and then it realized it was 8 category. That was not very smart, because you can't really punt a category in 8 category. You're taking big chances. But what about his current rank in 9 category? What do you think that is?
I'm going to guess with the slow start that it's pretty bad and somewhere between 150, 200.
No, so I couldn't even find it on the ranking site I'm using. He's because outside of the top 200, it's 209th. What about if I turn off free throw percentage, if we punt that?
That's got to be a little better. Surely it's got to be, 60 to 80, somewhere around there.
Wow. Well, that's right. But I'm surprised you think it's that low.
Well, look, we've got to remember we're, especially for the Bucks, two games in. Like it's, these are not going to be a true reflection of what continues to happen throughout the season.
Absolutely no doubt about that. But, yeah, we'll see how it goes. His field goal percentage is the other issue, isn't it, too? Because he seems to be taking more shots from the perimeter. It's something that we need to watch.
And let's have a look at Dante DiVincenzo, another one of almost my fantasy ride or dies. I've got him in a ton of my teams. Almost played 20 minutes today, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, shot 5 from 8 from the floor, 3 from 5 from deep. Didn't get to the line, though.
And I should come clean and say I kind of stole him from Pedro as well. Pedro, shout out to Pedro Dureste, who we'll have back on again soon. We've had some great conversations. He's really helped me with a few guys like Garland is another one that I targeted at the end of drafts who might come good. But Dante, wow, his current rank is 51. If he keeps up that steal and three rate with the high field goal percentage, he's a top 75 lock, maybe with top 50 to 60 upside.
And let's have a look at the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, 29 minutes, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, a pretty pathetic 35% from the floor, and 2 from 10 from deep. Things we're not used to from Stephen Curry.
Z score with Steph Curry is more than negative 2 for field goal percentage. And that's quite easily the worst in the top 50 or 60. And there's only a couple others close in the top 100. Awful. And we need to watch that if that's not going to get better. If you drafted him in the first round, like a lot of people did. Now, obviously it will improve, but will it improve enough to keep him in the first round value-wise? Possibly not.
James Wiseman played 25 minutes at starting center, 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks, 5 from 11 from the floor, 3 from 4 from deep for a big man, and 5 from 6 from the foul line. There's some tasty numbers.
Yeah, he's at the moment, and again, caveat, just starting, but he's in that top 80 already, right around OG, Batum, Bam Adebayo, Keldon Johnson, Josh Richardson, Zubac. They're the guys who are right around him. At the way he's playing at the moment in 25 minutes a night, he's providing that blocks value. That's a positive Z score. The rebounds are good. And like you said, he even hits a few threes.
And look, Andrew Wiggins shooting 33% from the floor and Kelly Oubre getting 1 of 10 for 10%. Ugh, those two are terrible. But you think Oubre in particular are by low?
Yeah, I definitely think Oubre's a buy low. I don't know about Wiggins. Right now, Wiggins is 277th ranked player after those two games. The field goal percentage, minus 2.57. That's a lot worse than Steph. Like I said, Steph has the worst in the top 100, but I think Wiggins might even have the worst in all of basketball.
And support for the box score breakdown is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. And big news, Manscaped just released their new cologne scent to help you feel good and smell good all over at all times. Who knew smelling this good can feel this good too? With the signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas, this cologne is a perfect complement to the collection. Light, approachable, gentlemanly in all the right ways. Think of it as your wingman to keep you fresh and ready for anything. Calming and inviting, the signature scent induces a light citrus burst before settling into anchoring notes and a woodsy, masculine kind of finish there. 50ml spray cologne is even hypoallergenic, cruelty-free, dye-free, paraben-free, and 100% vegan. And this beautifully designed glass bottle makes a statement, and the manly scent is attractive.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
To set the mood. And now you can use the new Manscaped Refined Cologne to complete your set and smell great and feel great anytime, anywhere. It's time to feel sexy, fellas. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls and your body will thank you. 20% off, free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping. Use the code HOOPBALL at manscaped.com. Sorry, HOOPBALL20. Look good, smell good, feel good with Manscaped. Let's have a look at our next game, and that was the Nets and the Celtics. The Nets continuing to be the form team of the competition, I think, anyway. 123-95. And let's start with those guys. And the guy who I get a bit of a chuckle every time I think about it, you left him on the bench, Kyrie Irving. Dan said he was a colossal sell high for his Nets injury coming soon. What do you think?
I know I asked you not to read out his line, but I think I'm okay. Can you read it out? I'm ready. I can ready to handle it.
All right. 33 minutes, 37 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 13 from 21, 60% from the floor. Get ready for this one. 7 from 10 from the 3-pointers and 4 from 4 from the charity stripe with only 1 turnover. Ladies and gentlemen, the King Kyrie Irving has returned.
Yeah, he has returned. And look, Dan is probably right. He is a colossal sell high, and I've definitely got to sell one of him just for the sake of it and also for the narrative and to talk about it here and see what happens later. But I tell you what, quote of the day, Kyrie Irving, when he was being interviewed after the game, and he said, "Cop the merch." Now, that's a bit of a millennial or young person's term. What do you think he meant by "cop the merch"?
I don't know. Have they got Kyrie Irving branded sage bunches now?
That's a possibility. But a cop the merch basically means get yourself some Nets gear, jump on the bandwagon, because he's saying they're going to go all the way, and you might as well get on the bandwagon now if you're not already on it, especially if there's teams in the Eastern Conference that you hate, like the Celtics, for example. A lot of people hate the Celtics. Get behind the Nets, because, wow, that's all I can say. They made the Celtics look second rate.
And let's have a look at the second player, Kevin Durant, in 33 minutes. Got 29 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 9 from 16 from the floor, 3 from 4 from deep, and 8 from 9 from the charity stripe. A little bit quieter than Kyrie, but still impressive, even though he might sit half of the Sunday-Monday back-to-backs, Mr. J.
Yeah, now that's a really interesting thing. If that's true, that means Kyrie gets an even bigger boost, any kind of B bang word, bigger boost, bang, because, he'll get even more shots and more usage. And obviously LeVert and Dinwiddie get a boost, which is, I scooped up Dinwiddie in a number of leagues where he's been dropped. I think because maybe on a couple of pods, people have said Dinwiddie's maybe a guy who you can drop, or that he's a guy whose outlook doesn't look that great. I think that is a little bit of an overreact, because we know what's going to happen potentially if Kyrie goes down. If you're in a weekly settings league where you've got a big bench and you can stash guys, then Dinwiddie is somebody to put on your bench and potentially, God help me, I hope it doesn't happen because I've got too many Kyries. But if it does, he gets a huge boost. And then when Durant sits on these back-to-backs, LeVert and Dinwiddie are going to get an extra boost as well. So if you're in roto leagues, both of those guys make sense. I've got LeVert in a few places. I've got Dinwiddie in a few places just to kind of give me a little bit of a safety net if something happens with Kyrie.
And the DeAndre Jordan and Jared Allen split. Jared Allen seemed to get a bit of the positive in it this time around. 21 minutes for him, 9 points, 11 rebounds, 1 assist and 4 blocks, with Jordan getting 4 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks in 19 minutes. Do you see that just continuing, and would you be concerned, and would you drop Jared Allen if you got him in, say, the 80 to 100 range?
No, definitely would not drop him, and I would not drop DeAndre Jordan either. This was a blowout. There's going to be some – they're obviously going to blow some teams away, and both combined, they didn't even make 40 minutes. So in tight games – that one of them's going to play 26 and the other one's going to play 22. It might be different from different games. And then there's the potential that Jordan gets injured at some point as well because of his age. So no way am I dropping Jared Allen. Whichever one of them you've got, you just be patient, I think.
And Spencer Dinwiddie played 29 minutes, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block. Got 2 from 6 from the floor and missed his only 2 shots from deep. Filled up the stat boxes nicely, though. And Caris LeVert, one of your favorites, 18 minutes and 10 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 1 block. 5 from 8 from the floor and missed his only 2 shots from deep. Let's have a look at the other side of this game and the Boston Celtics. And let's start with a guy who clearly outshadowed his number one on that team in Jaylen Brown. 30 minutes, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, got 11 from 25. He had 25 shots from the floor, missed all 4 shots from deep, and only 5 from 9 from the charity stripe. Are you impressed by Jaylen Brown's, well, we would have thought clearly number two on the Celtics, but playing like a number one?
Yeah, well, he's going to get the opportunity. People have been wondering who's the Celtic to grab, who's going to make the biggest jump. Marcus Smart was probably the other one, as well as Jaylen Brown, that people are looking at the moment. It's Jaylen Brown who's, you know, way out in front, and Marcus Smart has not been great. But I think that will change from game to game, depending on the game script, as they say in the NFL, you know, what's happening in the actual game itself and who gets more of the usage. But generally speaking, Jaylen Brown looks to be a really good value pick. And he's somebody, if you've got him, I don't think I'd be selling high on him. I want to see how high he can fly.
And Jason Tatum, speaking of flying high, 36 minutes, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 9 from 22 from the floor, 2 from 6 from deep, and didn't get to the charity stripe. Jason Tatum, how do you feel about Tatum?
I feel like if I've drafted him, which I do in a few places, I'm okay with that, but I'm not convinced that he's going to return first round value where he was drafted. Right now, he's ranked 34th. And the reason for that, the same issue with Steph, is the field goal percentage, minus 1.58 Z score. He's currently shooting 42% from the field. The shot selection is an issue. The minutes are great. The other categories, there's 1.5 steals and the block, one block, rebounds are good. Assists are a bit low, only 2 assists. So he is a minus on assists and a big minus on field goal percentage. He needs to up those assists and he needs to up the field goal percentage. Who was it Steve we had on who we were kind of arguing about Tatum, and he was really high on Tatum and I was saying, well, let's wait and see what happens with the field goal
percentage. Yes, it was. Mr. Vidovich.
And he was saying, by the way, Steve's got a lot right. He's probably got more right than me, but I think I might be right on this because, you know, without Kemba there and the extra options, there's a lot of pressure on him. And look at these crazy turnaround jumpers. Even the winning shot that he hit, another one that he shit over that he hit and shot. I mixed those two words up there. Another one that he shit right over Kyrie, a turnaround jumper today. Like, you know, those shots are not great shots, and that's why it's 42% from the field, which is terrible. Like last season, I traded him away for Bam because I kept losing field goal percentage every week because of him.
And Jeff Teague, he played almost like an all-star the other day, played very well. But today, his numbers, 21 minutes, 0 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 steal, missed all 5 from the floor, missed his only shot from deep and didn't get to the line. Clearly not quite back to that all-star kind of thing. But Marcus Smart played a little better than what he did in the last game. Almost 32 minutes, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 4 from 12 from the line, 3 from 7 from deep, and got his 2 shots from the line. Marcus Smart, what would you be doing with him in your fantasy team?
Just holding on to him and hope that he does a little bit better than what he's been doing. But he does get all those cats for you, doesn't he? So
would you buy low?
I would buy low, yes. He's another one. If I could send Rozier and get him back, I would do that all day long.
That's an interesting one. So there you go. If you've got Scary Terry, don't worry about my motivation. Go and see if you can trade him for Marcus Smart. Let's have a look at the second last game of the day. The Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban's boys looking a little bit not good. 115 down by the Lakers, 138. And let's start with the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic, who, let's face it, looks like he's really the only player on Dallas at the moment. 34 minutes, 27 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 block, 9 from 19 from the floor, 2 from 5 from deep, 7 from 8 from the foul line. Luka Doncic, you said that you didn't want to get him 1, 2, 3 overall in fantasy drafts, or these experts on Facebook, and I say experts with little quotation marks because they're not really. They're just, you know, keyboard warriors. say, no, you need to get Luka first or Giannis first. What say you?
I say a lot of people don't have a whole brain. Some have 3/4 of a brain. A few people have half a brain. If you drafted Luka at number 1 or number 2 in 9-cat, you've got less than that. So we need some IQ tests probably. He is currently 47th in a per game, and that is because his field goal percentage is rough as guts. His threes are actually bad. He is not hitting his threes, just 1 a game so far. Look, obviously these will come up, but I think without Zinger, then like, same sort of issue with Steph. The field goal percentage is going to be rough. Weirdly, his free throw percentage is 85% so far. So you can look at that as being sort of like a positive or maybe even a negative because he's got regression, negative regression that could come in the free throw percentage. And so far the field goal percentage, rough.
And Josh Richardson, 27 minutes, 17 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. So there, other than the blocks, fit the stat box quite nicely. 6 from 12 from the floor, 2 from 5 from deep, and got 3 from 3 from the charity stripe. What would you be doing with Jay Rich?
I would be putting him up on a little poster above my computer going, yes, I got him at 115, 125, 130. I got him in 3 places. Right now he's 76. Again, the caveat, it's only a couple of games, but why is he there? 15 points a game, 2 threes, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 steals. The field goal percentage, much better. That's what we're looking at with him, 47.8. So last season, his field goal percentage was rough as guts over in Philly. But he obviously playing alongside Luka, sucking in all the defense on the perimeter. That's going to give him better looks. And you can see those 2 3-pointers that he's hitting. Beautiful. There's a net positive on steals as well. And his free throw percentage is good. And he doesn't turn the ball over that much for a perimeter guy. Very interesting guy. If you grabbed him in late rounds, he is definitely not somebody you drop.
And Trey Burks, let's just have a quick look at him. Almost 25 minutes, 17 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 block, 50% from the floor, 4 from 7 from 3. Definitely a handy streamer if you need threes, Mr. J.
Yeah, he's just a streamer or a deep league guy. He's occasionally going to blow up, but, you know, don't lose your mind about it.
And then we'll have a look at the Lakers side. LBJ, LeBron James and AD both look very much like first-round value. LeBron James, 31 minutes, 22.7 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal, 8 from 18 from the floor, 3 from 8 from deep, 3 from 4 from the charity stripe. AD, 30 minutes, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 10 from 16 from the floor, 3 from 5 from deep, 5 from 7 from the charity stripe. You'd be happy if you had either one of those.
Yeah, I'd be ecstatic, and it's just we need to see what happens with him with the rest and the injuries. Like if you took AD in the top three or four, you should be really happy with how he started. He looks sprightly, and you know they absolutely destroyed the Mavs today in part because of him.
And we have a look at our other player that we want to have a look at in particular from the Lakers, Montrezl Harrell. He played 28 minutes, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 10 from 13 from the floor, missed his only shot from deep, but only shot 2 from 5 from the foul line. Montrezl Harrell, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. We talked about him on one of the previous pods. You know, he's a guy who has, while he's getting these kind of minutes, and it looks like, you know, AD and LeBron were there, it was their full rotation. If this keeps up, he's a top 60 guy.
Dennis Schroeder, 25 minutes, 18 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists. Got 7 from 11 from the floor, 1 from 3 from deep. And Kyle Kuzma, who got himself a magical 3-point buzzer beater on the stroke of halftime, played 22 minutes, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 5 from 11 from the floor, 3 from 4 from deep. And mybookie.ag, our friends, mate, they've got plenty of great stuff going on. So if you like a bit of a flutter, go and check them out. Now is a great time to get some skin in the game with mybookie, where odds boosts, lining deals, and free bet await all season long. And with the NFL playoffs right around the corner, we know who these teams are. We know what they're capable of. It's not difficult to find some value in those lines either. So whether you're a first-time customer or been playing with MyBookie for years, there's no shortage of value to be found in the thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests they offer every single week. Sign up or get reloaded today. Find an edge, make your bet, and get paid. Get some cash under your belt, especially now that you're probably broke after Christmas. And they also boast a fully fledged casino platform, giving you access to all the classic table slots, card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. And the best part is at MyBookie, the doors never close, so you continue to build your bankroll even after the stadium lights have gone out. Make the right play and sign up at mybookie.ag today. And when you do, use the promo code HOOPBALL to get your deposit matched halfway, all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in $200, they'll match it with another $100 in your account. And if you're already planning to bet this season, this is free betting money. It's winning season at mybookie.ag. So come in and join the fun and win some cash while you're at it. And in Australia, we say, please gamble responsibly. Let's have a look at our final game for today. The Clippers and the Denver Nuggets, which has only just finished. And the Clips got up 121 to 108. Geez, the Clips look good, don't they? Let's start with the guy who was laying on the ground, got an elbow to the head, UFC style by a teammate, Kawhi Leonard. Got 30 minutes, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, 1 block. Filled up just about every category line. It's beautiful. 8 from 14 from the floor, 2 from 4 from deep, 3 from 3 from the foul line. Kawhi Leonard, have you got him in many places, Mr. J?
I don't have any Kawhi Leonard because I got PG instead, or I got Trey at the end of the first round. I think I've even got one Tatum, potentially stupidly, at the end of the first round. Update on what's going on. So he got 8 stitches for a laceration in his mouth. The elbow was from Serge Ibaka. Right below the CBS update for that, there's a tweet by Dr. Nirav Panja, MD, who says, "Concern for Kawhi Leonard is a jaw fracture. Only a handful of players have suffered this exact injury in the NBA, like 10 or 12 over the last 20 years. The concern is if the bones are misaligned, can be a 1 to 2 week out without surgery, or 4 to 6 weeks with surgery." Now, ooh, we need to wait and see, but it looks like what the doc is saying is a pretty heavy shot. And if it's a jaw fracture, my God, the skeleton image with it is rough. So that's one to watch. If he is out, then probably the guy that I've slated more than anybody else on this pod so far, Lou Williams, guys like that, fringe guys, might have some value for a while.
Well, maybe. And I'll come back to someone else who I think will have some value and certainly did pretty well in this game. But before we do, you said you have Paul George. He played almost 37 minutes, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, 8 from 14 from the line, 5 from 9 from deep, 2 from 2 from the charity stripe. You've got him. You're pretty happy you've got him.
I'm very happy, yeah. He looks like nailed down, like top 15 with like middle of the first round upside potentially. Yeah, so all about PG and very happy with how he's been going. He's newly married. I think it was through the summer that he got married. He sat when they were way ahead and then Denver got back in the game and he kind of deferred a little bit too. Obviously, they've got so many good players. That's the issue. There's going to be some – he's not going to be putting up, you know, 18, 19 shots a night, even in a game like today. But, yeah, good stuff.
We need to look at the Ibaka Zubac, as I said the other day. Those two and their split, their rotation, because Zubac probably didn't come out the better of the two in this game. What do you think is going to happen with those two?
It's weird because part of me, I want to say this is a crappy sort of game to look at because they were way ahead for a while and so the minutes are a bit off. Like if you combine their minutes, it's the same as the Jordan Allen thing where Zubac had 19 minutes and Serge had 21 minutes. So that's only 40 and then the 8 minutes were spread out. You know, Patrick Patterson played some time. You know, there was a bit of small ball as well there. So maybe a bit hard to evaluate for sure, but this is the kind of concern that there's going to be that split there. And if you look at it, what Zubac's own, he had no rebounds today. What the hell is that? Zubac had no rebounds. 12 points and a block, and that's it. Ibaka, 10 points.
No, 15 points.
15 points. But he gets those threes, doesn't he? Ibaka is the one to get because of the threes. That really threw me, the Zubac having no rebounds. How could you be 7 foot tall in the NBA and have no rebounds? Mate, if you were in the NBA and you were 7 foot tall, you would have 21 rebounds every night because you're an absolute animal on the boards.
And if Kwai is out, I see a bit of a shuffle with Zubac going into starting center, Ibaka moving to starting power forward, and Batum moving into that small forward role. Batum shone quite well, almost back from irrelevant to being relevant. 36 minutes, 13 points, 10 rebounds in a double-double. 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He got 5 from 8 from the floor, 2 from 5 from deep, and got his only shot from the charity line. Batum, from the worst contract in Charlotte Hornets history, to relevant on the Clippers?
Yeah, well, if you're playing 36 minutes on a team as good as the Clippers and you're a decent basketball player, you've got value, haven't you? Probably shouldn't overreact to one game, but maybe he's worth a speculative ad in a couple of places. Be interesting to see what his ownership percentage changes to overnight.
And let's have a look at the Denver Nuggets. And we'll start with the Joker, who got 38 minutes, 24 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists in almost a triple-double. He got 1 steal, 7 from 13 from the floor, 1 from 4 from deep, and made 9 from 11 from the charity stripe. The Joker, most people had to get him in 6th place. What say you?
Well, he looked to be, and I don't have any of him because I think I was in like 6th or 7th only in maybe one draft. I was either like in the first 4 or in the last 4 picks mostly. And the one time I was right in the middle around about pick 6, I took – it actually happened twice. I took Steph Curry once, and then another time I took Damian Lillard. I wanted Lillard because I thought he was safe. Jokic was the other one that's just safe as houses, and he's already – that it looks like, yeah, super safe, middle of the first round value. You're going to get that back from him.
And let's have a look at Michael Porter Jr. before we just about disappear. He played 23 minutes, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Got 4 from 9 from the floor, 2 from 6 from deep. You know, got some steals, got some threes.
Oh, sorry. I blanked out. He's one of my ride or die guys as well. I think we talked about McCall Bridges being the guy I have the most. And then it would be Michael Porter Jr. and Kyrie. They'd be my next two, probably tied. And Harden not far behind. But yeah, MPJ, look, today was a down game. He didn't really, you know, get a lot of points, but he's picking up those other categories. And yeah, I'm very happy with drafting him around pick 50 to 60 where I did.
And look at a couple of other Denver Nugget guys. Perennial slow starter, bubble superstar, Jamal Murray, played 37 minutes, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, shot 45% from the floor, 4 from 11 from deep, and 1 from 2 from the foul line. You know, better times ahead for Jamal Murray. Paul Millsap played 22 minutes, 8 points, 1 rebound, and 1-3. Come back to earth just a little bit. And Will Barton, who has suddenly decided to show up in these two games, somewhat anyway, in 28 minutes, got 15 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, shot 4 from 10 from the floor, 1 from 4 from deep, and only 6 from 9 from the charity stripe. Any of those three names pique your interest?
It's funny, isn't it? Because I was really high on Millsap, and then today he was bad. And I think he's going to have some games like that. Like Denver's one of those teams where with some of the guys, Millsap, Barton's a good example, Gary Harris will usually be not great for fantasy and then he'll have some really good games. Millsap and Barton will probably be, you know, mostly good, sometimes really good, and then occasionally they'll do nothing like they did today, which means they'll end up on the wire. But Barton, he was 66th. In the NBA last season on a per game. And two seasons before that, he was injured in 18-19. Two seasons before that, he was 52nd. So I saw him going like around 100 to 110, even later, because he was injured and didn't play in the bubble. And sometimes people have a short memory. But if he's floating around, like if for some reason he's on your waiver wire, you'd absolutely snaffle him. And he's potentially somebody that you include in a trade as like a throw-in. You know, if you do a 2-for-2, try and get Barton from, if somebody's got Barton, he's the kind of guy you get with the other guy you get, because he's a top 75 value guy.
And look, if there are any questions that you guys want to throw at us, you can reach out to us on Twitter or on Facebook. We're also on there at Mr. Jolly and the Harlander. Go and check us out. I've got a question from a listener. MJ Ramos has sent me a question and says he has Toppin and the Waterboy Boucher on on his roster, and someone has dropped both DeAndre Jordan and Boogie Cousins. Should he pick up one of those and drop either Toppin or Boucher?
I would definitely drop Toppin and take a flyer on DeMarcus Cousins. It could be an absolute trailer fire in Houston, but I suspect that with John Wall there, seeing the way they played in the preseason, like Cousins is going to get his. He's going to get his shots. He's going to have usage. So I would have a crack at him. DeAndre Jordan, given what we talked about the minute split, I think it's pretty close between him and Boucher.
Okay, interesting. So, look, if you've got any questions, shout out any commissioner court questions that you want to throw at us, trade questions, happy to answer them. Massive slate, 10 games tomorrow. We'll try and pump through them as we can. Mr. Jolly, ho, 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 thank you for taking some time out of this. Boxing Day for us in the Commonwealth. For everyone else, hope you've had a great Christmas. You can find me at Twitter at TheHarlander23. Where can they find you on Twitter, Mr. J?
It's Mr. Jolly of Sydney. What else could you be with a name like that?
Thanks very much, guys. Catch you tomorrow. Cheers for listening in. G'day. Have a good one.
The
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.